I had something pop in my mind today, and I was going to talk about it. And I usually don't really plan. I have no script. I never have a script. I just spent most of my life memorizing the word, you know. If you memorize Proverbs and Ephesians and Colossians and some Revelation and different books, it's all going to eventually coalesce together, and it just starts to flow. You got to rightly divide it. Now, what hit me today was some people apologize, not because they're convicted of sin, which blows my mind, but they apologize because they feel like it offended you. They're not admitting wrong. They just feel like it offended you. Even though the Bible says certain things are wrong, you know, but they don't apologize for doing wrong. They apologize because you got offended. In other words, they cross a boundary and then they apologize, but they're not apologizing because they feel like they're wrong. They were apologizing because they offended you and they didn't want you to go away. In other words, it's a people-pleasing thing. It just hit. The devil's always got a copycat. Instead of being convicted of sin, when it's absolutely sinful, you know, what they do is absolutely sinful. Whether it could be something small, but they see you get offended because it's if somebody says, "Let's go get drunk," and you say, "I'm not getting drunk. Be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit," or something like that. They don't apologize because they got convicted. They apologize because they offended you. And why would they apologize? Because they don't want you to cut them off. Now, I don't know how I missed this my whole life. I don't know how I missed it. So, a lot of times we think they're apologizing because they're admitting wrong. But they're not apologizing because they feel like it was wrong. They just apologize because they feel like you think it's wrong. It's wrong to you. In other words, I just use a simple example. I mean, it's going to be something kind of more complicated than that. But whatever it is, the devil has a copycat conviction, and it's not really conviction, but it's from your perspective it looks like conviction. No, I'm not going to not be a part of that. And they say, "Oh, I offended that person," but they're not convicted. But in your mind, you're thinking they got convicted because it's wrong. But no, they didn't get convicted because it's wrong. They just got. They realize it was wrong to you, so they just said, "I'm not going to press that anymore," and they apologize, but not based on conviction. Now, ain't that a trip? Ain't that a trip? That is a trip, if you think about it. So you're sitting here thinking they apologize because it's wrong. What I did was wrong, but they're not doing that because it was wrong. They're doing it because you wouldn't let them pass a boundary or whatever it is. Or you wouldn't run with them to the same excess of riot or whatever it is. You wouldn't celebrate their holiday or whatever it is that they or their whatever it is. It could be anything. And they know that you think it's wrong, whatever it is. But they're not apologizing because they think they tried to get you to do wrong. They apologize because they don't want to lose lose the advantage of having you around for whatever reason. Ain't that a trip? But you think it's conviction, but they're not convicted. I had to throw that out there. I mean, I'm still processing it. It's like... How many times in my life has that happened? A million times? A trillion times? When you're married, it happens. And you think... So you think your wife is convicted of sin when she's not. She's just trying to keep the peace. It's like... you look back and you think, how many times did that happen and I didn't even process it and didn't even consider that they don't have any conviction. No Holy Spirit conviction, right? Blows your mind. They just don't do it around you. They don't do it around you. Doesn't mean they don't do it, but or don't have, they don't have, it doesn't mean they have conviction when they do it, or they don't do it only around you. It means that they have no conviction. They just don't want, they know that you're convicted, so they don't do it around you, but they still do it. They still think it's okay. Whatever it is. Blows your mind. Blows your mind. I mean, really. I got something I never talked about that one time the wife said it, I couldn't believe it came out of her mouth. I can't even talk about it. I can't even talk about it. And I said, what are you, stupid? Are you crazy? Are you insane? I don't even think I said it like that. I said, what's wrong with you? Or something like that. No conviction. And it's like, how could you even think that's a possibility, you know? It's like, and so when the crack, so you know, there's a book where it talks about the sociopath or psychopath, and when the mask starts to crack, you start to say, wait a minute, this person's not even real. They're putting out a fake image. They're not even real. They're not genuine. And so then you start to say, see, then when you start to wait, here's what happens, and you can see this in the world. The world does this to you. The Democrats do it too. But if you do it with a spouse or a family member, and the mask starts to crack, their image is just, the mask starts to crack, right? And you realize you got a psychopath in your own house. So what happens is, you're like, what? You're waking up, right? And so they see you waking up, so they run away, come back. They gaslight. They try to use, they twist the scripture, take verses out of context, or whatever it is. The psychopath wants to do what they want to do, and they want to justify it. And they want you to believe some other lie that's portrayed, which is not even real. And so you're shaking your head. You're saying, what's going on? This is not, is this really happening? And they try to gaslight you. So the society does the same thing. They try to gaslight you to believe a lie. Abortion, gay marriage, take your guns, no border. The society tries to gaslight you when something you know is wrong and try to get you to accept it, to believe it. They even try to throw a false identity on you that's the way you think when it's not. And you're like, what? They're so delusional that they have to project an image out onto other people to try to get them to take that insane identity that you're trying to portray. You talk about crazy. I mean, so some of the societal things that you know, this is a republic. You work, you sacrifice, you save your money. That's the way it works. Socialism is not sacrificial. Socialism wants somebody else to sacrifice for them, when everything around you is sacrifice. So to try to bring in a socialistic, democratic, Hitler society where everybody just gets everything for free, that don't even line up with the universe, because somebody's got to plant the seed in the ground and do the labor and do the work and manage it and maintain it. They got to maintain that farm. They got to mow the yard. They got to use their tractor. They got to change the oil in the tractor, change the blades. They got to buy the seed. They got to maintain it. And if they hire somebody to maintain it, they got to maintain that person. So they're creating jobs that they maintain. and somebody's walking down the road and says, you owe me, when they didn't lift a finger. Now, if they looked over at the farmer and says, hey, I'm your brother, you got any work for me today? I'm hungry. And he says, yeah, come over here and mow the yard and I'll give you $20, $30, whatever it is. There is an obligation. You know, the Bible says, am I my brother's keeper? Yeah, if you have something to trade, they got some labor that they want to trade, whatever it is, you can trade and it can be win-win. But now what's they're trying to say, it's a win-lose when it's always a win. Look, yes, the rich are getting richer. We know that. But the rich are the ones creating these corporations and providing jobs for people. I'm not saying they're always right. The people working aren't always right. The system will balance itself out. When you got, look at Elizabeth Holmes, I think that's her name. She created a fake reality, but it came back to bite her, right? The one who did the medical thing, the Therion or Theranos or whatever it is. So Theranos was a lie. But it came back and bit her. So the rich, the poor, everybody is going to, the universe is going to give you back what you put out there. And you can actually use the system against itself. We know the system is the devil system is demonic, but you can actually use the devil system to give out the gospel. You can use the devil system to give out the truth. You can use the devil system because it's to maintain your body, right? The only reason you have to go to work, you got to eat. If a man don't work, he don't eat. You got to eat. You can go live out in the woods and eat grass, but you know, eventually going to have to go to the doctor, get your teeth worked on or whatever. You know, so if you can plug into the system somewhere, something you enjoy doing, you can actually use the system against itself by preaching the gospel, pulling people out of Babylon spiritually, even though we're still stuck down here in the physical, in Babylon, the repeat cycle game, we can still help win some souls, you know. Because it's all about the spiritual anyway. Eventually, it's just all spiritual. So they'll gaslight you. These people won't admit wrong, but they think you're offended by it. So they gaslight you, not even on purpose, but we gaslight ourselves thinking, oh, they got convicted, so they quit doing it. No, they're still doing it, or they still believe that way. They're just not doing it in front of you. This is real, people. I don't know why that came to my mind today. I had never thought about it. That conviction, what looks like conviction by the unsaved or people that just have no conviction, whoever they are, it looks like conviction to us, but they're just not doing it because it offends you, which makes you think that they're doing it because they're convicted of doing wrong. But if they're not thinking this, they don't even think it's wrong. It's some deep stuff, people. How did I miss that? I missed that till today. This was like a ping in my mind or my heart that hit me today. I had to write it down. It was so powerful. They're not convicted of sin. They're not convicted of being wrong. They just don't want to offend you because they either need you or want to be around something. But they don't have any conviction. So I was thinking that's the devil's copycat of conviction. It's not real conviction. They just quit doing it. They have no Holy Spirit conviction. And these people are all over the place. And it's like, how could I miss it? It's like, how did I miss that? I mean, I knew it. But I'm talking about one-to-one, face-to-face, interpersonal situations where you're like, they only stop doing it because it offends you. It's not because it's wrong or of conviction in their heart. They just stop doing it because it offends somebody. But it shouldn't, why should it, if it's not right or wrong, it's not offense. You know, if it's not wrong, it shouldn't be offensive. I don't even know how to say it. I'm still processing. I don't even have words for it. But I had to document this.